Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you so much for joining me. If you are a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Holy Spirit of God will bless you as we share these few moments together. And the scripture God gave me, actually the message I'm going to be preaching is this week, is led by the Spirit. But God just spoke to my heart a very precious passage that I feel to share with you. We're going to be talking this week about being led by the Spirit of God. And I know from the letters that are coming in, the emails, that many of God's choice vessels are going through some very, very difficult times. We certainly are in the end days, and I just want to share a passage from Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah. That's chapter 3, verse 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes the difficulties in our battles is we cry out to God, we pray, we ask for wisdom, we ask for guidance, and then there's just seems like a period of nothing happening. We don't feel a sense of having to move forward. I know in my own life, God has given me discernment, and this was regarding some very important decisions, and then I discerned certain things, yet I had to just lay it aside for a period of time, a lengthy period of time, actually, and wait on God because I knew His purposes were involved. And through all the testings that we go through, brother and sister, God has a purpose in it. He's not wanting to just grind you down. He's wanting you to trust in Him. What did Jeremiah say? And that dear man of God, you know, wouldn't it be amazing to be able to meet all the precious saints of God, those that were used of the Lord to write down the exploits and the experiences of God's people that we have contained in the Word of God? He saw, his heart grieved, what was going to occur with Israel. He saw those who were rebellious, who wouldn't hear the word of the Lord, all the false prophets. But he said, it is good for a man to hope and to quietly wait. What does that mean, quietly wait? It means that you're not anxious. It means you're not frenzied. It means you are waiting in faith. Why? Is it God is slow to hear or slow to answer? No. He's working all things out for your good. We don't understand the dynamics. Perhaps in your own life, I can look back over decades of serving God. There was a time, a factor. I mean, God heard, but He had to arrange circumstances of which I or perhaps the entire church body was unaware. And so I want you to be encouraged today that if you are been, you know, waiting on God and saying, Lord, this is serious, or sometimes they're not terribly major decisions, but we need to wait on the Lord. We need to know the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the thoughts He brings to our heart, the what the Bible calls the still small voice. And there's never any frenzy or panic. There is a gentleness and a peace in following the Spirit of God. He's not anxious. We get anxious. He's eternal. We live in time. And so I just want to share that word of encouragement with you. Let's pray now. Father, as I've just been sharing, Lord, those that are really needing Your guidance, Your wisdom, Your direction, Father, You don't withhold. If we ask of You, You said if we ask the Holy Spirit, I mean, looking at a good parent, would they give their child a, you know, a serpent or a, if he asked for an egg or some harmful thing? Of course not. And Lord, we know that we as limited human beings, even if we are filled with the Spirit of God and loving the best way we know how, we can't approximate, we can't come near the perfection of your love and care. You are perfect love. As for God, his ways are perfect. And so we acknowledge that. But Father, we know you are willing to share. If you're knocking on our hearts, Lord, we want to open. And you said you would come and sup with us, a time of intimacy and fellowship. And so, Father, I'm asking you to do that for those who are in a real state of need right now, especially regarding your will, the mind of the Lord, and what they should do. Sometimes, Lord, it's very complex. Other relationships are involved. And so, Father, we're asking for that heavenly wisdom, which exceeds all forms of earthly knowledge or decision, but that you would grant this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I shared, we are going to talk about being led by the Spirit. And the Apostle Paul exhorts us in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And we know there is intense spiritual warfare in these hours, these dark hours in which we are living. And, you know, I just want to say something. I've shared this in a recent letter. God has raised up many wonderful ministries, and each ministry, each God-ordained ministry has their place, their purpose in the body of Christ. And there may be times of different emphasis, but nonetheless, God, there, you know, depending on how God leads the leadership of a ministry, there may be different seasons, different times, different times or purposes of emphasis, but nonetheless, they are being ordained of God. And while I so appreciate prophetic ministries in terms of those who study the book of Revelation and understanding the signs of the times and applying it to our lives, at this particular point, and in fact, it's always been very important in this ministry, that God, the Holy Spirit, is extremely focused on developing and maturing the saints of God. And so by necessity, so much of what I sense the direction of God as far as this ministry is concerned is the individual needs of the members of the body of Christ, because we are members of his body. We get orders from the head, and it's like when you've been ill or you've broken a leg or a wrist or there's some physical crisis going on in your body, you can't function well because the body was designed by the Lord to operate in health. Thank God for the gifts of healing, agreeing prayer, being anointed by oil, by the elders of the church. All this is very important, but we have to function individually. And so the Holy Spirit, he can direct the entire body of Christ, of course, but he's honing in on us individually that we should be fulfilled and satisfied in Jesus. And do we go through battles? Of course we do. Listen to the great apostle Peter, his first epistle that he wrote in chapter 1 and verse 6. Well, now let me start up at 3. Let's get the whole thought. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again." We were born again. "Unto a lively hope," in other words, not a dead hope, something that's alive and exciting, "by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead." He was the first fruits, beloved. "To," he goes on, that was a comma, "to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Everything in this world is passing away. I mean, from one day to the next, things constantly change. This truth, beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, never will change. And In verse 5, he says, who are kept, thank God, by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And this is what I wanted to share, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then that's where the period goes. And so all that we go through, while they're not pleasant, and they're for a season, as Peter said, you may be in heaviness. There's times, I mean, we just need to absolutely praise God, but sometimes there's real crises we are going through, and God understands. Our spirit, our heart loves God, and we're trying to be faithful. We're trying to do all that God would have us do, as he tells us in his word, but we can greatly rejoice. Although if there's, I mean, greatly rejoicing, yes, I've been at some funerals where I remember I preached at one funeral, one sister, she was part of our church, she said she wanted a party, a celebration. And so while we do go through great trials, beloved, I haven't really gotten into the message, but beloved, I just want you to know God cares about you. He hasn't forgotten. He loves you. I love you. And you have, only God knows that at times I grieve and I shed tears for those who are going through such difficulties. But we are to bear one another's burdens. And that means just not in some, you know, automatic way we're praying, but by the heart we connect, because that is the heart of Christ, love and compassion. So having shared just this, I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we begin to lay down what I wanted to share from Scripture. And I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Your letters are confidential. You know that only the Lord and I will share that. We'll talk about whatever that is needed in your life. And know that I am faithful to pray for you, my UCM partners, my radio family, even if you've never written. Because if you're listening, I'm asking God to do a work in your life. I do love you. I thank you for your prayers on my behalf. Beloved, I really need them at this point in time. And so I thank you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.